Trade Group submits second complaint against MISO capacity auction repricing, written by Amanda Durish Cook and read by an automated voice. A trade group representing multiple MISO power producers has lodged a complaint against retroactive pricing revisions in MISO's 2025-26 capacity auction, joining Pelican Power in calling the repricing unlawful. The Coalition of Midwest Power Producers, or CMP, filed the second complaint December 12, asking FERC to restore confidence in the capacity auction by ordering MISO to return seized revenues and cease any further resettlements. Like Louisiana generator Pelican Power's mid-November complaint, CMP argued that MISO rolling back capacity payments violates FERC's filed rate doctrine and rule against retroactive rate making. Pelican Power is a member of CMP, which was joined in the complaint by renewable developer Jaren Nex Americas and Rainbow Energy Center, owner of the Coal Creek Station in North Dakota. CMP told FERC that capacity auction results are financially binding. If MISO's after-the-fact adjustments rely on too broad an interpretation of MISO's resettlement authority, that cannot be squared with the plain language of the tariff or the limitations imposed by the Federal Power Act. MISO is making $280 million worth of pricing adjustments to its 2025-26 capacity auction clearing prices, charging an unnamed number of market participants that sold capacity. The RTO announced the repricing after it discovered a years-long coding error for loss of load expectation calculation in a third-party vendor's software. The mistake raised the RTO's planning reserve margin for almost a decade and caused it to procure more capacity than necessary. MISO began issuing the first of three rounds of settlement adjustments in September. The initial set of corrections totaled nearly $77 million. MISO warned market participants that if the adjustment should exceed their credit limit, it would trigger a margin call to cover losses within two business days. CMP said MISO should return hundreds of millions of dollars that have been taken from market participants in connection with MISO's unlawful resettlement of the 2025-26 Planning Resource Auction, or PRA. It said any confidence that had been provided by the auction results has been shattered by MISO's decision to reopen the results months after the PRA concluded and after the 2025-26 planning year commenced on June 1, 2025. MISO has said its markdowns or markups aren't to be construed as it issuing new clearing prices or rerunning or resettling the auction. But CMP and companions have countered that MISO effectively is rerunning the market and has significantly reduced the compensation resources received for capacity. CMP said generation owners realize MISO is attempting to correct an error but that MISO can't replay the auction with different loss of load inputs. There simply is no way to predict how changes in the parameters used to run the auction would have changed the behavior of market participants or the resulting auction clearing prices, CMP argued. The only thing certain is that MISO's misguided rerun threatens to undermine the confidence in the MISO markets in a manner that does not align with the objectives of encouraging investment or maintaining reliability. CMP requested FERC put an end to MISO sowing further dysfunction into the PRA. According to CMP, a resource in MISO South would have its $666.50 per megawatts day summer clearing price set by the 2025-26 PRA reduced by $374.30 per megawatts day, down approximately 54%. In MISO Midwest, capacity prices are expected to drop by $207.40 per megawatts day, down 31% from the summertime clearing price. The market-wide uncertainty created by MISO's decision to conduct what amounts to a rerun of the 2025-26 PRA will harm MISO's ability to retain and attract investment in the baseload resources needed to maintain resource adequacy, wrote. The group added that independent power producers stand to be particularly adversely affected. They and their investors will be incentivized to avoid investments in the MISO markets, CMP warned. MISO dismissed Pelican complaint. MISO responded to Pelican's complaint December 15, asking FERC to dismiss. The grid operator said it's duty-bound by its tariff to correct continuing errors with appropriate adjustments to address financial impacts. It said it further has the discretion to make adjustments, and absent a tariff-defined remedy, used its judgment to revise prices using an auction simulation that featured a corrected loss of load expectation value and changed slope demand curve. The result, however harsh, is required by the filed rate doctrine, which requires MISO to follow the tariff and does not yield, no matter how compelling the circumstances, MISO wrote. The RTO argued that suppliers and load-serving entities alike had an expectation that the 2025-26 PRA would be conducted using the correct loss of load expectation calculation for the tariff. MISO said the age-year-old error wasn't easily detected because it placed reasonable reliance on the vendor's representations that the LOLE software was fully compliant with its tariff requirements. Pelican Power, like all market participants, has an understandable pecuniary and partisan interest in the outcome of this case, and as such, the arguments forwarded by Pelican are inherently biased toward the best outcome for Pelican power and therefore must be viewed with skepticism, Miso told FERC.